This is a dictation for Nathaniel Boone, NathanielBoone. Date of birth is 3/16/1974. Date of accident. Is 9/26/2025. The patient had been involved in an automobile accident leading to pain in the left shoulder, neck, left elbow, lower back, and headaches is the chief complaint. Regarding the accident, patient has the following details that it provides. The patient was involved in an automobile accident. He was traveling in an Uber car, possibly a Grand Am sedan, near Wyoming and Maple in Detroit, going to Coney Island at around 1 o'clock in the morning at 9/26/2025. He was sitting in the middle, in the rear seat. Two more people were there on either side of him. His son was on the left and the friend was on the right. And a truck, 100 F-150, was going at 70 miles an hour and rear-ended them at this speed while they were at a lower speed, like 35 to 40 miles. The impact caused airbag not to be deployed, but there was a loss of consciousness for 2 to 5 minutes. He was wearing seatbelts. It was a hit-and-run accident. Police came to the scene. Ambulance came to the scene. The rear of the regarding the damage, the rear of the car was damaged. Possibly it is total, but not sure. Windshield was broken, and the inside of the car was not damaged, but outside, the bumper and the trunk are damaged. Regarding the injury, patient report, there was no fracture, no laceration, or any bleeding. But he had a head injury after he hit his head into the seat in front. The neck got whiplashed and twisted after hitting into the headrest. But there was no trauma to the chest, pelvic, or abdomen, and no fracture laceration. Chief the history of presenting illness, patient has a headache which is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, occupying front and the right and the left temple. They are severe, constant, sensitive to the light, but not sensitive to the noise. There is no associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, aura. Additional symptoms of TBI, patient reports of dizziness, fearful of the event, and blurred vision. He denies any smell problem, taste problem. TMJ is a little bit painful on the left side, but his teeth are okay, nothing knocked out. But he has no history of ringing in the ear, no loss of consciousness, seizures, no vision problem, no confusion, disorientation, no focus problem, no other issues. He has a saddle anesthesia due to numbness and tingling of the both buttocks. No sleep disturbance, no anxiety, depression, panic. Patient has no weakness, lightheadedness, no numbness, tingling, lethargy, or difficulty walking. Denies any incontinence of bowel and urine. Regarding his pain syndrome, patient has a severe pain in the neck area and upper back area to the tune of 9. While lower back pain is also 9. There is a shooting pain to the left upper arm up to the elbow and to both the front thighs and some to the buttocks. bilaterally, which feels numb. And the shoulder pain is 10, and some pain in the upper chest is reported on the left side also. He has difficulty in lifting the arm beyond 90 degrees on the left side. In abduction or forward flexion, he can walk up to half a block. He can sit, but it hurts him. He can stand for 30 minutes, and he sleeps only for 3 to 4 hours. His left chest is painful, but he can breathe well. These pains are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, punishing, cruel, heart-burning, aching, heavy, tender, tiring, and fearful. 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, ADLs are affected 10, and these pains are constant. And modified factor for the pain is worsened by standing, lying down, walking, driving, sitting, bending, coughing, and improved by pain medication and lying down. The patient has had no X-ray, no CT scan, or MRIs. Numbness and tingling is reported to the both front of the thighs and the both buttocks. Muscle weakness is reported in the left arm, and he has dropped phone and dinner plates. There is a bladder bowel incontinence. So far, he has had no physical therapy or doctor or chiropractic treatment or any other treatment. Kindly review the records for system review, for the surgical history, allergies, family. Relationship, employment, legal, and personal history. As well as the ADL and diagnosis page. In physical examination, 51-year-old African-American male of a good build, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Blood pressure 156 over 115. Pulse is 55. Pulse ox is 100%. Temperature is 97. And respiratory rate is 16. There is no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Patient doesn't appear to be overtly anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and is mobile and independent without using any depth devices. The rest of the exam comes from the template, including psychiatric, neurological, and musculature examination. But in musculature examination, please mention there is a severe spasm of the trapezius muscle bilaterally, quadratus lumborum muscles, severe spasm of the paravertebral muscle from L1 to L5. SI joint bilaterally are tender, and there is a tenderness in the rotator cuff of the left shoulder. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation is normal. Fine tenderness. Spine tenderness is present at L5-S1 and SI joints. Paravertebral muscle spasm L1 to L5 is present bilaterally with 1 plus hypertonicity and trigger points. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 35, extension is 40. Bilateral side flexion is 30, and bilateral rotation is 40. Lumbar spine forward flexion is 40, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 20. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in the cervical spine. Hoffman sign was negative, Sperling was positive, distraction test was negative, Lermit test was found positive. Total test was negative. Thoracic spine and slum test are negative. Bruce test is negative. In the lumbar spine, straight leg raise test is positive at 30 degrees. CLR is positive. Brudzinski Kearney test is negative. Kemp test is negative. doesn't see sign negative. SI joint, bilateral SI joint are found tender with positive fiber test, Gosselin test, while negative standing flexion, negative ILI compression, and negative distraction. Extremities examinations, positive for the left shoulder and for the left elbow. Other than that, there is no positive finding in other extremities. Please use the template. In the left upper extremity, the motor power is 4/5. There is a limited range of motion on active motion. The shoulder can go up to 90 degrees of abduction, forward flexion, beyond which he starts having pain. Left elbow is painful, and especially in the medial epicondyle and the in the olecranon process. Anterior part of the chest was found to be okay, no swelling, no contusion. Chest was expanding very well and no wheezing crepitations noticed. In the left shoulder examination, we find that on inspection, the shoulder appeared completely normal with no dislocation. But on palpation, there was some tenderness in the rotator cuff region. Range of motion, the left shoulder was limited to 90 degrees on active and normal on passive. Muscle strength or motor power was 4/5. There is a special testing was done for rotator cuff injury. Hawking Kennedy test was found positive. And empty beer can test was positive. Near test, peak test was positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test was positive. Please review the diagnosis from diagnosis stage. ADLs from the system. The treatment, the plan of care from the template. Treatment plan. The patient is ordered a physical therapy to begin at 3 times a week to the neck and the lower back and left shoulder. Possibly traction, massage, aquatherapy, gait training. Patient is considered disabled for work, housework, replacement, and transportation. Max over review. And patient is provided the following medication. Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Sifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol with codeine number 4 for pain relief, Elavil 50 mg PRN for, 50 mg at night for sleep and GAD disorders. Lyrica was provided for sleep and Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. Lyrica was provided for pain relief, 50 mg twice a day. Medigesic was provided for headaches if they come. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records, and medical records. We have requested a release from Sinai Grace Hospital records. Interventional pain procedures, none are being recommended. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, case worker, none. Investigations. No investigation is being ordered today. DMEs. Patient is provided with a back brace and neck brace and a tension unit. Education is yes. Follow visiting 10 days, direct contact, yes. Thank you.